Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, of now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible, with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Hey, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. We got lots to get to. Newt Gingrich will be with us a little later this hour. Lou Dobbs, of course, you got to follow Lou Dobbs on Twitter and everywhere. And he's got a new podcast that you should be listening to every day. It's The Great America Show, Lou Dobbs podcast. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. Lou Dobbs, how you doing? Do we have him? Oh, I hear.
Hello.
Lou Dobbs, are you there?
I am here.
There you are. Yeah, now I can hear you. So I love the new podcast. What does it feel like doing a podcast every day?
Well, I love it. You know, we get to talk longer, listen longer, and it's a great medium. I had no idea what I was missing. I actually started a podcast back in 2009. If you can imagine that, which was a compendium, if you will, of all of my columns. But anyway, and then sort of drifted away from it.
Yeah. Hey, if you watched that Biden speech yesterday, wasn't that frightening, the bumbling incompetence of he didn't seem to know what he was talking about.
Mark, I don't know where we're headed as a nation, but I have to tell you that this man has, if every American isn't scared to death watching him in public try to put together sentences, try to get through without coughing, try to communicate in some coherent, comprehensible fashion, and fail day after day. This was a big deal. He had days to get ready, and this is what we got. It's deeply concerning, at the very least.
Yeah, you're right. He kept talking about the mask. In the meantime, he's coughing, and he's touching his face, and it's just... looked awful. And was it me, or did he repeat the same speech three times?
I have to tell you, I could not finish the watching, the listening. I had to just turn away from it. It was just awful. And to expect the American people to put up with that is, to me, it's unthinkable.
Well, the biggest crime is the media, because he made a speech where he said, the answer is vaccines and let's do more testing. And the media writes about this incredible plan he's unveiled and how he's right on top of this. What are we going to do about this media?
Yeah, 500 million tests will be sent out. We already know from the computer models that over 70% of the cases now are Omicron. Yeah. What is he going to learn? What is he going to... It's crazy. We're getting reports from the epicenter of South Africa, where it began, that the cases are mild and that this thing is running itself out. Just as everyone, virologist, epidemiologist, had hoped and prayed it would. It looks like this may have this variant, at least, may have a happy ending. Yet Boris Johnson, Germany, the Biden, you know, these people want a crisis, I swear to you. They must, because they seem to just wallow in it. Instead of leading, instead of trying to, instead of build back better, they might start thinking about lead better, because they need to do everything better than they're doing it.
Yeah, you're right. He's not he's not trying to give you any hope or inspiration. And Bill Gates and all these, what the hell are they up to? He just looks as creepy as can be on all of this.
Yeah, he looks creepy. He talks creepy. He obviously thinks that he is, is one of the world's wealthiest men. He's a favorite American oligarch. The left-wing corporate media just laps that up. They said, well, he knows what he's talking about. This is going to be the worst phase of a pandemic that we've ever seen, et cetera, et cetera. It's just supporting everything, all of the nonsense that he was spewing. I want to listen to what's going to happen. I want to hear from Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough knows what he's talking about. I want to hear from people who actually know what they're talking about, not a Dr. Fauci, who seems to be, to have a vested interest in long, dark winters and winters of death. It's enough to make you physically ill to think what people have to put up with as they pay attention to these people. These are not, by the way, Dr. Fauci, talking about, he is science. He is the personification of science. He is the personification of sensationalism, and should really be retired.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. What if we had term limits for the deep state, the swamp people?
That's a grand idea, Mark. I love it. I think that Trump tried that. The deep state seemed to resent the effort even to accept his idea of term limits. He wanted them all out at the same time. I'm calling that a term limit, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, everybody should be listening to Lou Dobbs' new podcast, The Great America Show. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. And follow him on Twitter. I love this tweet about, and this is a big issue, nobody has been caught lying more than Joe Biden. And on big things, little things, what is it with the constant lying?
He can't help himself. He is a plagiarist. He is a liar. He has no concept, no specificity in his statements. That it's just to me unthinkable that this guy is actually being put up there posing as the leader of the free world. It's just incredible that he is there to begin with, but that he is still there with these nonsensical statements and these built-up moments. I think the guy is just, I think he's completely lost it. He is, to me, utterly incapable of doing the job that he won back in November, or for which he got the job anyway.
Yeah. So what do you think in the coming year or two, what do you think China, Russia, Iran do? Obviously, they're looking to take advantage of this weakness. What do you think will happen?
Well, it's going to depend upon their judgments of mercy and fair play. Because having Joe Biden in the White House is not going to be a very fair fight. What would go through your mind, Mark, if we're sitting there, we're looking at Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin? Putin already has his troops massed on the Ukrainian border. What would stop him after watching Joe Biden, his performance yesterday? What would stop him from immediately saying, let's move now, because this guy obviously is incapable of leading the world's supposed only superpower? His condition is a dangerous provocation to two communist dictators. Okay, Putin is a former communist dictator, but it's hard to tell the difference. But they both have troops. They both have ambitions and designs, whether it be the South China Sea, Taiwan, Ukraine, or even Poland. on the part of Russia. So I think it's a very dangerous moment, and I can't even imagine that if indeed their basic ambition is to enlarge their influence and power, that they won't seize this moment. It is a very difficult thing for me to imagine they wouldn't try.
I think the only thing that stopped them, they look at how bumbling this Lloyd Austin is, how bad this General Milley is. They must be thinking this is some kind of trap. They can't really be this stupid. It's a trap.
Well, you know, this is complicated psyops, but I think you have a great point. Who would believe that we could have a Secretary of Defense who is more interested in social policy than in defense policy? Who could imagine that General Milley would still be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff after he voluntarily sought out the top military leaders of China and told them that the President of the United States was erratic, unstable, and that they may have an attack coming their way, but they could depend on good old General Milley to let them know. How can you make up these characters? And then you've got three generals who come out and say that they're concerned about their greatest fear is that there is insurrection mounting in the land. Why would there not be people considering throwing over these idiots? They shouldn't be in office. It's ridiculous. But there's no sign of insurrection anywhere. And then the next thing, we have a USC CIA advisor saying the same thing. There is a drumbeat beginning on this nonsense. We are watching propaganda from our own people at the highest levels, and it is despicable what we're seeing.
Yeah. Hey, did Joe Manchin do the Democrats a huge favor by killing that bill? Aren't they going to be better off as a result?
I really think that he really did the nation a great favor, assuming that he maintains his current posture. As you know, he's been known not to be able to reverse himself time and time again. But as it stands right now, he's a hero. He will be historic, and he will have saved the country, because this would be an additional $5 trillion, not $1.75 trillion, as the Biden administration has lied for months and months, along with Pelosi and Schumer. But this would be a $5 trillion hit to our national debt. It would be a hit when the Federal Reserve is fighting with everything it has to fight runaway inflation. Look at lumber prices. Look at any price you want. Prices are going up. What does anybody think would happen if you put an additional $5 trillion into this economy? It's madness. And in that regard, at least he's saving the Democratic Party from their rightful place in history. But this also might have saved them through two elections if they'd pushed it out, because Wall Street's asking for it.
Well, Lou Dobbs, great talking to you. Everybody should listen to Lou Dobbs' new podcast. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. It's called The Great America Podcast, Lou Dobbs and the Great America Show, actually, the Great America Show. But wherever you get podcasts, you can find it. And Lou Dobbs, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mark. Merry Christmas, my friend. Happy holidays.
All right. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being with us. We'll take some calls in just a minute. Lots to talk about. 1-800-941-SEAN is the number. 1-800-941-SEAN. Mark Simone here for Sean. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. And don't forget, check out Hannity.com. Lots of great stories every day.
Next year, all our troubles will be miles away.
Bringing you the people who make the news. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
941-SEAN is the number. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Let's go to Aaron is calling from North Carolina. Aaron, how you doing?
Happy holidays to you and Linda and your families. But I have, you know, maybe you'd help me out. Isn't these mandates pushing the HIPAA laws? And also, wouldn't this be into the civil rights? Kind of, because if you don't have your shot, you can't eat here. Doesn't that sound a lot like, hey, if you're black, you can't eat here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it has to go to the courts. It has to be tested in the courts. You know, like there were some restaurants you couldn't come in if you didn't have shoes on. Some of you could. You know, it's up to the courts. Restaurants is one thing. The scarier mandate is everybody has to be vaccinated in every business everywhere. I mean, a lot of small businesses, for whatever reason, don't want to do that. I think the courts eventually will reject that. Let's go to Dr. Jeff, who's in Colorado. Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing, Mark?
Love Very good.
Okay. I just had to say, it hasn't been said enough. I'm an epidemiological geneticist and research consultant. And the classic form of vaccines was cowpox back in the day that took care of smallpox. Cowpox was benign. However, vaccinating with cowpox conferred an immunity, herd immunity, to the world for smallpox. And that was the solution. That is still the model of vaccination. And to this day, anyway, Omicron very well could be a gift from God, okay? Because like cowpox, it's benign, fast spreading, and it looks like in a very rapid sequence, it's going to confer herd immunity for all COVIDs practically overnight. In fact, it's evidencing.
So if somebody gets Omicron, they don't have to worry about getting Delta or any of the other variants. Omicron will give them the immunity from all the rest of them.
Exactly. And that's the good news. That's good holiday news for everybody. As a matter of fact, when, well, of course, you're talking about how they become paranoia merchants and whatnot, they're actually saying the dead opposite of what indeed is happening. And, and I just say we can thank God for this. I don't think they planned on Omicron because it didn't fit into their dialogue. However, that's the natural function, how immunities have always worked, because that's
interesting stuff. Dr. Jeff, what did you say you do? You're an say it again. You're a...
Okay. I'm an epidemiological geneticist.
All right.
I'm a research consultant for the Department.
I'm going to walk around saying that to everybody. That is the most impressive thing you could say to anybody. What do you do? I'm an an epidemiologist.
Epidemiological geneticist.
I'm an epidemiological geneticist. It took me about 2 years to learn how to even say it, but that is one impressive thing to say to somebody. Thanks for calling, Dr. Jeff. And try that next time. So what do you do for a living? I'm an epidemiological geneticist. That's impressive. Sure beats saying talk show host, doesn't it? Anyway, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Sean taking a little time off at the end of the year. This is that period where every host disappears. You don't know where the hell they all went. But, you know who will be with us next? Newt Gingrich. This will be interesting because to take back the House, to take back the Senate, obviously the Democrats are going to get slaughtered. But it takes some strategy and some specifics. Newt Gingrich will talk to us about that next on the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Well, this is the craziest time of all these woke nuts running the country with those bumbling incompetence in the administration. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen in the midterms? We need a genius to analyze this. We need a great historian. We've got it all in one person. Newt Gingrich. Hey, you should check out his podcast, Newt's World. It's excellent. And make sure you get his latest book, Beyond Biden. Another great book from Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, how you doing?
I'm doing great and getting ready for Christmas. And I wish everybody who's listening a very Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, and thanks for being here today. The midterms, obviously, the momentum is towards the Republicans, but you got to do a contract, as you did. Tell all the Republicans listening what they have to do to make sure they win this.
Well, I think that's right. I think it's very important that we offer a positive vision focused not on politics, but on what the country needs. We need to recognize that we're in a competition with China. And that's going to take some very major reforms. We need to modernize our schools. We need to have a balanced budget again. We did it for four straight years while I was speaker. And I think it would bring down inflation. It would create a much healthier future for our children and grandchildren. And we can do it. It would also flush out a lot of corruption and a lot of waste, which is currently when you're spending like crazy, and the money seems like it has no meaning. It's amazing how many people line up at the trough and decide they might as well get some. And in California alone, we had $32 billion, not million, billion, stolen in unemployment compensation money, mostly by criminals actually serving time in jail using the jail's computers to do identity theft. So that's the kind of thing that we ought to be cleaning out of the government. We could really move dramatically back towards a balanced budget.
Yeah, but is this all tougher now? You know, in that period, you had biased media. Now you have totally corrupt media. Never in the mainstream media will you read any analysis of this bill and how much waste and bloat and fraud is in it. But what do you do about that corrupt media?
Well, I think you develop alternative sources of information. I mean, if you look at, 5 years ago, Fox and CNN and MSNBC were competitors. Now Fox is bigger than MSNBC and CNN combined. You look at the number of people now who, rely on things. I do three newsletters a week, and I do three free podcasts a week. And we reach well over 500,000 people, so we're almost the equivalent of a mid-sized newspaper. And yeah, you see this happening over and over again now. People like if you look at Rogan's podcast, the number of people who listen to him is probably larger than any newspaper in the country.
Yeah. Hey, Newt Gingrich, explain, like a guy like Chuck Schumer, he's been there 100 years, he's the elder statesman, he's the powerful guy. Why does a guy like that start trembling in front of AOC? Why does a guy like that pretend he's woke when he's not? Why would he do that? Why don't he just stand up to people like that?
Well, he's up for re-election. And I think he's watched some senior Democrats get beat by people that you wouldn't have thought possible. AOC is a good example. She beat a very senior Democrat who was considered a leader of the future, and then one day he was considered unemployed. And I think that Schumer's just running scared. But when you listen to the squad, I really believe it's a mental health problem, not a political problem. These are people who are out of touch with reality. If somebody walked into you and said, I have this whole new idea that you're going to freeze water by putting it on the stove and you're going to boil water by putting it in the freezer, you would not say, why don't we have a political discussion about this interesting new ideology? You would say, you're nuts. And these are people, when you look at how they want to deal with criminals, you look at how they want to deal with terrorism, you look at their attitude towards China. I mean, what else can you say? They're not in touch with reality.
So as the great historian, how this woke movement of crazy idea, how does this end? Does it just die out?
It collapses and dies out. We had a huge lunge in this direction in the late 1960s. Theodore White wrote about it both in his 1968 Making of the President, which has an amazing chapter on the news media, and his 1972 book where he said something I found very prophetic. He said, what had happened to George McGovern was that the liberal ideology had become a liberal theology, and you could no longer debate it because it was an act of religious faith. And what we've seen is the last 40 years is that process has continued. We had actually the largest number of bombings was in 1969, 1970. We had 2,500 bombs go off in the United States from left-wing radicals.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy to forget that there was a brief period there where the Black Panthers were openly killing policemen. There were six New York cops who were literally assassinated. There was a million people demonstrating around the Pentagon. So we've been down this road before, and what happens is after a while, people get tired of it, and they say, that's nonsense, and it gradually just fades away. And that's what will happen here. I mean, AOC gets far more news coverage than her real powers has any reality. And I think that the squad will be seen someday as this collection of fruitcakes who got into an echo chamber with the media, and they seemed really important until you thought about what they were saying.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you get Newt Gingrich's latest book. It's an excellent book called Beyond Biden. And listen to his podcast, Newt's World, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, what if Biden and the Democrats realize they got to change? What if they pivot now before the midterms and go rushing back to the center? Would that work for them?
They'd have a civil war.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the energy and drive and resources in the Democratic Party now are on the left. And that's why it was always impossible for them to meet Joe Manchin's demands, because you would have a rebellion, and particularly in the House, you'd have 90 or 100 members going crazy. And I think that they don't realize that they've created this monster, and the monster is an unreasonable left that has ideas that don't work, and that's why you end up, we did a video people can see if they go to American Majority Project.com. And the video basically just says big government socialism doesn't work. And we show you whether it's the border, where they have the record number of people coming across with no COVID test, no criminal record check, or it is Afghanistan, where the withdrawal became a fiasco because the Pentagon now is a broken institution. You have people at the Pentagon whose primary interest is being woke, not winning wars, which is really dangerous for the country. It's not working with inflation. Just go stand at any gas station and ask people, you think this is working? Or go to the grocery store and ask people who are suddenly faced with the largest increase in the cost of Christmas meals in history is this year. And just ask them, do you think this is working? Well, you look at schools where not a single child. In Baltimore, there were five schools where not a single child could pass the state exam. Not one.
Wow.
And just ask, so I think what you've got is a system that isn't working. Biden can't take the whole thing on because that's who they are.
So, Newt Gingrich, you wrote this frightening editorial, this op-ed, because you've got the weakest cabinet ever, the weakest president, the weakest military. What is China going to do? What is Russia going to do?
If we were faced with the Chinese decide, and remember that Putin in Russia and Xi Jinping and China talk routinely and meet routinely. And they clearly see themselves as allies against the United States. If you ended up one weekend, maybe shortly after the Winter Olympics were over, and you had the Russians moving in Ukraine and the Chinese communists moving on Taiwan, we don't have the capacity to deal with that. And if we tried to deal with it, I think, frankly, we'd lose. Every admiral who's testified has said, we lose every war game over Taiwan. Every one of them. Yeah. Now, where's the crisis plan to fix the Pentagon? Where's the realization that the United States could be defeated? And you don't see any sense of realism about what we're up against. And I think it's the bureaucracies are fat, and they're happy, and they're going to Christmas parties, and they certainly don't want to, you know, just let's drink a little more eggnog and not worry about it.
Hmm. So if they invade Taiwan and take it, as you say, all the war games show we can't win that battle. What do we do then? Just let it go, and that's...
Well, you have a real crisis, both because the United States will have lost so much prestige that we clearly will no longer be considered the dominant power. But you also have a crisis because if you add the Taiwanese production of computer chips to the Chinese communist production, they have 70% of the world's supply of computer chips. I mean, you go down the list here, people do not realize how dangerous our policies have been and what Trump was trying to fix, which is that we have outsourced to Taiwan and to Chinese, the communist China, an enormous number of important things. I think 90% of the the prescription drugs use material that comes from China.
Hmm. So the fear that they would cut us off from all our chips, which is every appliance and car and all prescription drugs, but could they really do that? Wouldn't that devastate their economy?
Well, they might decide that it's worth it if they win the war.
And remember,
they're a dictatorship. They're not going to have a lot of people in the street complaining because they'll shoot them.
So Russia wants Crimea. It's got a warm water, deep water port that they can. What is their ultimate goal in all this?
Well, I mean, we tend to forget Putin was a KGB agent.
Yeah.
And he was trained, and he has said the greatest disaster of the 20th century was the collapse of the Soviet Union, its defeat by the United States. He wants to recreate the Soviet Union, so he wants to bring Ukraine back in, and Belarusia back in, and then he wants to bring back in Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, and in effect reassert the Soviet Union. I had this experience in 93. I was on a congressional delegation to Moscow during the Yeltsin period, and I met with the vice president of Russia, who was an Air Force general, and we were in this huge room. It must have been like 40 feet long. And the one entire wall was a map of the Soviet Union. Being clever, I said to him, gosh, that's a map of the Soviet Union. Now, it had collapsed, and they were now in the Russian Republic.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and smiled, and he said, yes, it'll be like that again, you know.
Well, we've got to end on a positive note. Just tell us, Newt Gingrich's book, Beyond Biden, is an excellent book. But can we get through three more years of this guy? Will we be okay?
Look, barring the risk of defeat by Russia and China, which is real, if that doesn't happen, 4 years from now, we will be rolling. I think the first week break will be the election next year. We'll win the House by a huge margin. We'll pick up probably four seats in the Senate, maybe five. We will start moving in the right direction. And frankly, I think Biden doesn't have the energy to fight with a Republican Congress. And then we'll win the presidency in 24. And we'll be back in liberating the American people, reestablishing the entrepreneurial genius that made us great. And we will have defeated, big government socialism and once again be back to being the most dynamic country in the world.
All right, let's end on a positive note. You should listen to Newt Gingrich's podcast. It's Newt's World. It's great. You can get it wherever you get podcasts and read his latest book. It's excellent, Beyond Biden by Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, thanks for being with us.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, take care. Interesting stuff. We'll take some calls in a minute. 1-800-941-SEAN is the number. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.